Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin have been accused, some rightfully, sometimes not, of plagiarizing songs, stealing riffs. Like the most obvious was Whole Lotta Love. Some that think it's not obvious was the Stairway to Heaven riff off of Spirit. That court case is still going on. The song Livin' Lovin' Made was attached to the end of Heartbreaker, but it was also the B-side of Whole Lotta Love. Did pretty well. Jimmy Page says it was inspired by the 50s rocker Eddie Cochran. He's the guy who did Summertime Blues. But it was not a copy of it. Inspired by. Here's Jimmy Page. Hey, I'm trying, man. Okay, let's try this. No. You're not going to do it, are you? Hold on. Let's go again. Ah, computers. I love them. Okay, I'll play the part of Jimmy Page. Curiously enough, Livin' Lovin' Made, that's the one that actually came from Nervous Breakdown. I loved Eddie Cochran. Jimmy Page sounds just like this, by the way. Something else, Summertime Blues, yeah, no. Real Eddie Cochran fan, no doubt about it. That was an initial source. It has nothing whatsoever to do with it at the end of the day. And that's how Zeppelin stuff could arrive. You know, through the ether. That means he stole it. Okay, well, let's move on. One of the big questions about the Beatles was there going to be a reunion? Was there ever going to be a reunion after they broke up? And there is some room, some interview material that may say yes. May Pang, John Lennon's girlfriend at the time, she claims there was a loose plan, a couple in fact. One was to hold a reunion in upstate New York in autumn of 1974. The very week we were supposed to go to New Orleans to visit Paul and Linda McCartney, who were recording there, John would write with Paul again. But John went back to the Dakota. There he reunited with Yoko. And a year later, they gave birth to their son, Sean. John put his career on hold and famously became a house husband. So, you can thank Yoko Ono for breaking up the Beatles and for destroying the possibility of a reunion.